Up the Flannery, GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details.
Harwood home for high school hoops as the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight as the Bad Axe Hatchets try to remain perfect and improve to 12-0, but staying their way are the 8-2 USA Patriots. USA's best win this season, they have two of them at Vassar and at Reese. Their worst loss when they got clipped by Ubley in Ubley in a shootout 67-73. USA is tied for first with Bad Axe in the Greater Thumb West at 3-0 in divisional play. USA's head coach is veteran head coach Mark Gainforth, and Steve Bone had assigned for 17 years. USA overall scores 58.8 points a game, which is just two less points than Bad Axe. On defense, they allow 50.8, so through 10 games, USA's average margin of victory is 8 points. At home, and much like at closing time, the numbers get better looking. In their four home games this season, the Patriots score 62 in three quarters and allow just 45 in three quarters, a 17-point average margin at home for the Patriots. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the USA Patriots?
Well, Clark, Coach Mark Gainforth, USA Patriots, they are a young, mostly young, but they are completely talented. They have a balanced attack, and I think they're difficult to cover. The inside is anchored by junior Michael Kemp and a sophomore, Isaiah Williamson. The outside features one of the best pure scorers in the area in Aaron Sines. In fact, I can hardly believe that he's a senior already. It's only taken him about 8 years to get there. Sophomore Hunter Bone and senior Gage Lopez, they're also threats. But I'm kind of wondering, I'd be interested to see how this is all going to turn out tonight, especially in the leadership department. Who is going to lead the USA Patriots to a victory tonight? That is a question I still have.
Well, the story of the Second Continental Congress, they start out the season at a 6-0 clip. Exactly how they started a year prior for USA. Last year, with a squad filled with sophomores and juniors, USA ended up 12-10 after a 6-0 start, falling short in the district final to Bad Axe. This year, since the 6-0 start, the Patriots have gone 2-2, losing in Ubley 67-73 and losing to the Lutherans of Saginaw by 11 just 2 days ago. The good news for USA is that six of their last 10 games will be at home for the regular season, and they're tied for first in the Greater Thumb West.
You know, Clark, as far as the Patriots are concerned, last year is kind of like last Wednesday. It's ancient history now. Tonight is the prize. It can really jumpstart a lot of good things for the USA Patriots. So USA cannot be, I would say, faulted for all the miscues of earlier this season. I think it's hard to concentrate on the season.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Sebring Family Medicine encourage exercise in all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Sebring Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes and remember to play it safe.
Stop into Sebring Family Medicine today. Sure Hospital, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular. Tonka the Thumb.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's mean more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, art, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in career and personal life and creates a more well-rounded student. January is School Board Appreciation Month, and the administration, teachers, and students of USA Schools would like to thank the school board volunteer members on their dedication, service, and decisions which improve our school system and community. Find out more on USA Schools. Go to the website thinkusa.org or call 883-2360.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. We apologize for our technical difficulties earlier. It's now time to listen in to our national anthem being presented by the USA Patriot Pep Band in an absolutely packed arena and gymnasium tonight. The USA Patriots and the Bad Axe Hatchets tied on top of the West. You're listening to the WLDW Sports Network.